Chair. Let me start out by reiterating the position of the Kingdom of Denmark that indigenous peoples, representatives, and institutions have a right to participate at the UN, including at the Human Rights Council. It is a right to participate and represent themselves, and it is a right indigenous peoples should be allowed to exercise on all topics that they deem may affect their rights and can influence their conditions. The acknowledgement, however, of this right to participation of indigenous peoples, representatives, and institutions by the Council as a whole is relatively new. We therefore believe the venues mentioned in the outcome document from the first intersessional meeting is an appropriate place to start to the enhanced participation of indigenous peoples in the work of the Council. This includes inter alia, the interactive dialogues with the Special Rapporteur and with MRIB, as we saw it during the September session, as well as interactive dialogues with other special procedure mandate holders and relevant mechanisms. We are convinced the representatives and institutions of indigenous peoples can and will use this opportunity to participate more directly in the work of the Council, and we are as convinced that the large majority of UN member states will understand and acknowledge that it is a benefit for this esteemed body to hear directly from indigenous peoples. Thank you.